You may be seated. And all God's people said, Amen. And we'll give some credits in just a little bit. I want you right now to take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to Luke chapter 2. Tremendous job, choir, orchestra, musicians. Thank you so much. What a blessing to have the music program that we have at Worth Baptist Church. I think for a church our size, it's one of the very best it could be in the whole country. And I praise the Lord for our choir members, orchestra members, and our musicians, and for Brother Johnson. Noel, night of everlasting love. One of the things that came to my mind was the passage of Scripture that talked about the shepherds watching their flocks by night. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Don't you know that was quite an occasion? When the angel of the Lord came to them, came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. It's quite a time, quite an occasion. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Why? For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All of the people all over the world. Good tidings of great joy to all people. For unto you is born this day. And here's what it's all about. Here's what the joy was about and the thrill was about and the occasion was about and all of the pomp that went with it from the angels and the glory of the Lord being present. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem. And that was no accident. It fulfilled so many prophecies that the Lord Jesus Christ would be born in Bethlehem and the many other things that took place when he was born. He was born of a virgin. How many of you believe that? Say amen. I believe it because the Bible says it's true. And some people say, well, the virgin birth is not important. Oh, it's all important. If there was no virgin birth, we wouldn't have a pure Savior. If there was no virgin birth, then we know that Mary would have been guilty of adultery. She was a spouse to Joseph, and that was a very powerful and legal espousal. It was stronger than our engagement here. In fact, when they would break it, they would call that a divorce. But they never consummated that marriage until the day of the marriage, because they never entered into intimacy and the relationship of intimacy as a husband and wife until that time. So during this time, you have a situation that's quite unique. The angel appeared to Elizabeth and told her about John the Baptist, and then to Mary and told her about Jesus, and that she, being a virgin, was going to miraculously bring a child into this world. And I'm glad that he was not of the seed of a man. For if he was the seed of a man, he would have been cursed like us. He would have been just another human sinner. That's all we are tonight, just human sinners. Now, we're important to God, but that's what we are, just human sinners, not Jesus. He was born of a virgin. He didn't have the Adamic curse flowing in his veins. A miracle took place. So how did it happen? I don't know. You'll have to ask God when you get to heaven. But I can tell you, with God, all things are possible. And so God wanted to send his Son to this earth, and he did exactly that. And so many things were fulfilled when he did it. And especially the fact that a virgin would conceive and have a child. What a miracle that is. If I were just to say a woman would conceive and have a child, we wouldn't get too excited about that, would we? There are a lot of women who have children, and that's happening right now somewhere in a maternity ward in our city, our Metroplex area. There are a lot of babies being born right now, but there are no virgins having babies in those places. But here, this was the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the shepherds, God chose the shepherds Well, that's appropriate for a lot of reasons, isn't it? Number one, that was the Lamb of God that was in the manger. And he was a fulfillment of all the Old Testament types of the one who is going to come and shed his blood for the remission of sins. And so thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ came and the shepherds recognized it because of the supernatural involvement of the angels and said who he really was, that he was a Savior. This day is born in the city of David a Savior. We all need a Savior. You say, what does that mean? We need a Savior. Well, we're sin cursed. We're under condemnation. We're going to die without Christ and we'll not go to heaven. We're going to have eternal life somewhere, as I said this morning in the message. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to be? We have to have a Savior. And there's only one that can save us, and that's Jesus. This little baby grew up, didn't he? And he became the one who went to the cross for our sins. When we think of the word Noel, it comes from a Latin word, natalis. We have prenatal, postnatal, and that's where all of those words come from. Natalis, the Latin means a birth. Natal, a birth. Noel. And so, in our English, we say the birthday of a king. The birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. The French word is nouvelles. And you know what that means? It means good news. So, we have the birth from the Latin, and we have the word that means good news from the French. And so, the birth of Christ was good news, wasn't it? It is good news to us tonight, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that we can have, in our culture today, we call it Christmas, Noel, Christmas. The birth of Christ, that's what it means. That Jesus was born, and he was. It's a historical fact, Jesus was born. A Savior is born. And friend, we're all sinners, you need a Savior. We think about the everlasting love of Jesus. I couldn't think of a verse that was more appropriate than John 3:16 to go along with the presentation and the title. For God so loved the world, that's that love, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, die and go to hell, but have what? Everlasting life. The love of God, the eternal love of God, that was presented through his Son, Jesus Christ, as he came and died for us on the cross of Calvary. It is an everlasting love. And it came from God. It came from heaven. Jeremiah 31:3, the scripture says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee, with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, have I drawn thee." We were drawn by the Holy Spirit one day. I remember when I was drawn by the Holy Spirit in a little church on a Sunday night, 9-year-old boy, and the Holy Spirit drew me to Jesus, made me realize I was lost, that I needed a Savior, and that the Savior was indeed the Lord Jesus Christ. And I accepted him as my Savior. And he drew me with his everlasting love. And it's a love that will never die. I'm glad that that's true. John 6:47, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Not he that joins a church. Not he that is a Baptist or Methodist or Catholic or whatever the denomination may be. None of those things. Not he that does good deeds, but the Bible says, "I say unto thee, he that believeth on me." Believeth on me, what? What do we believe about it? That he took our place. That he came for that reason. He came to please the Father. He came to die. He knew he was going to die on the cross. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Some of those things that are involved in that. But he knew he was going to the cross. He knew that he was going to die for our sins. He knew that. And that's exactly what he did. He became my substitute. He took my place. God says, "I must have perfection. I must have holiness. I will not let anything short of that come into my heaven. There is absolutely no way that you can get there without it. You can do all the good deeds you want to do and try as hard as you want to try. God said that will never, 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 never be enough. You've got to have a substitute. You've got to have a Savior. That's why this is good news. Suppose there had never been a Christmas. Suppose there had never been the birth of Christ. Where in the world would we be tonight? We would be condemned to die and go to hell, and that would be it. Period. But God gave His Son, Jesus Christ. And He came to the cross voluntarily. If He hadn't wanted to have done it, He wouldn't have had to have done it. But because He loved everybody that's in this building tonight and the whole world, He came and died for us. And He satisfied God's demands. God said, I must be satisfied. Somebody has to pay your debt. And nobody could pay it. Nobody could pay it but Jesus Christ. He took His righteousness and gave it to us. He took our sin, put it on His shoulders, and died for me. And He died for you. Have you ever received Him as your Savior? If you have, you know the joy of knowing the real meaning of Christmas and that you're saved, that you're born again, you're on your way to heaven. But perhaps, I would say in a crowd this large, there are some people here tonight who have never settled that matter. Maybe you thought about it. But you know it would be wise to settle it as soon as possible, wouldn't it? Because you don't know when you're going to be in eternity. You have no idea of that. We don't know when we're going to die. We know we're going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this is judgment. We just don't know when it's going to happen. But thank God we can know we're ready. We can know that we're ready to go to heaven and meet the Lord. And I want to challenge you tonight, if you've never accepted the Lord, accept His everlasting love tonight. Accept Jesus Christ. Know what Christmas really is. Ask Him to come into your heart tonight. Forgive you of your sins. Have your names in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life, so that you can know you're going to heaven. I rejoice to know I'm going to heaven. How about you? But if you don't know it, dear friend, let me tell you, God loves you. We love you. Nobody here is going to condemn you. But what you need to do, no matter what, don't listen to the devil. Oh, he'll tell you right now, don't you do it. You'll make a fool out of yourself. What will other people think? And you can't live it. After you tried, you just won't be able to live it. And it won't work and all that. Those are lies that Satan will put in your mind right now. Right this very moment. Don't listen to it. Because see, all he's interested in is condemning you, keeping you condemned rather, and taking you to hell where he's going to wind up forever and ever in the lake of fire. Don't listen to it. He's a liar and the father of lies. And he'll tell you, put it off a little longer. Wait a little bit longer. The Holy Spirit doesn't tell you that. The Spirit of God causes you to come under conviction, to get a little bit ill at ease, to realize and sense, hey, I believe I need to do something about this. And what you need to do is receive Christ as your Savior. Preacher, how do I do that? You just come and let somebody show you what to do. And you pray. You just ask Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. And again, what he said, he that believeth on me, if you'll believe and ask, you'll have present possession, never to change and end, everlasting life. Eternal life. Going to heaven. Not going to hell. Amen. Going to be with Jesus forever and forever and forever. But if you reject it and die in that lost condition, what a sad, sad plight you have for all of eternity. Let's stand, please. The night of everlasting love, Noel. Thank God for it. Perhaps you as a Christian, our heads are bowed a moment. Perhaps you as a Christian here tonight need to rededicate your life to the Lord. Or have a prayer burden on your heart. Use the altar for that. And those of you who may not be saved, you say, well, I hope I am. I think I am. Maybe I am. No, I know I am. Can you say, I know I'm saved? I know beyond any doubt that I'm going to heaven. There's no preacher, I just don't think anybody can know that. The Bible says you can. It really does. Would you come and receive Christ tonight? You can know it. Just believe, ask, And if you're a Christian, do business with God if you need to tonight, whatever it is. Father, again, we ask you now to bless this invitation. Have your will. It's your invitation. It's your message. It's your word. The power and working of your Spirit. May your will be done. Speak to the hearts of believers and those who may not yet be believers. In Jesus' name, amen.